以赛亚书三十三章，这里是在描写敌人来攻击。
This chapter is a description of the enemy's siege.
然后呢，当百姓他们要呼求神呢。
And the people cried out to the Lord.
然后他们要认识神。
And they confessed that they will know God.
就会产生信心。
Which will produce faith.
所以这一章就是告诉我们怎么来提升我们的信心。
And this chapter teaches us how to elevate our faith.
那提升信心的话，最主要的是三十三章的第六节这一句话。
The key verse is chapter 33, verse 6.
主要的一句话说，你以敬畏神为至宝。
The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
所以我们看敬畏神为至宝。
The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
那所谓的敬畏呢，当然有的时候在概念上好像很模糊
Fear may be an abstract concept.
敬畏神，我们是经常在谈这几个字。
We often mention the term fear of the Lord.
那什么叫做敬畏神？
What is the fear of the Lord?
因为我们要了解什么是敬畏神
We need to know and understand what the fear of the Lord is.
敬畏神呢，第一次是记载当时神叫亚伯拉罕要献他的独生子以撒。
The fear of the Lord is first mentioned in the Bible when God commanded or asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac.
然后以撒呢，这亚伯拉罕就真的一大早起来二话不说，就带着一个仆人还有他的独生儿子以撒往神所指定的山上去。
Early in the morning, Abraham got up, took his son Isaac and two servants, and went to Mount Moriah.
你看，神是说要把他独生儿子献上。
God asked him to offer his only son.
要献上为燔祭。
As a burnt offering.
你看他年纪那么大，他还生这么一个儿子。
Abraham received this son when he was old.
我看这个儿子是蛮乖的。
He was a submissive son.
因为他所爱的不是叛逆这个儿子没有叛逆
He was a son loved by Abraham. He wasn't a rebellious son.
假如老是让亚伯兰生气的话，那亚伯兰可能说：“好了，那干脆这个是顺便献上，反正这个儿子不大乖。”
If he always made Abraham mad, maybe Abraham thought it might be convenient to offer him.
没有，是他所爱的。
But no, Isaac was his beloved son.
所以神要叫亚伯兰年纪才生了一个宝宝现在长大的。而且是很乖，他所爱的要把他献上。
This son that he received in his old age and his beloved and obedient son, now he must offer up as a burnt offering.
那他们一大早起来就走
So they got up early in the morning and went.
走到一个山上。
And they came all the way till a mountain.
要不然真的就足坛把他儿子绑起来。
Abraham actually set up the altar and bound Isaac.
他儿子是蛮乖的。
His son was very obedient.
没有逃。
He did not try to escape.
就把他绑起来，就放在祭坛上准备要一刀这个要砍下去的。
He laid him on the altar, took the knife, and was ready to kill him.
在那个千钧一发之间神喊停。
During that split second, God told Abraham to stop.
神说不用杀了我知道你的心了。
God told Abraham, "Do not lay a hand on this child, because I know your heart."
神说你有敬畏神的心。
I know that you fear the Lord.
所以从这个整个事件，我们就要知道亚伯拉罕有个敬畏的心。
This story illustrates how Abraham feared the Lord.
所以从整个事件，我们来看什么叫敬畏神。
And we can learn from this event.What it means to fear God.
敬畏神就是说听从神的话。
To fear God means to obey God.
他没有想到那么多的后果。
He did not think about the consequences.
神说什么，他在做什么。
He simply did what God told him to do.
所以我们表面上看起来好像是这个亚伯拉罕他没有什么对儿子没有什么感情，没有什么感觉，反正神说什么他就听了。
On the surface, it may seem as if Abraham had no feelings for his son because he simply obeyed what God told him.
因为他以神为至宝。
But because God to him was his treasure,
他顺从神,
and he obeyed God,
他相信神,
he believed in God.
因为他相信神会再想办法, 弥补他的损失。
He believed that God would make up for his loss.
像我们来聚会啊，从某个形式来讲，我们也是有点损失啊。
When we come to church, on one level, we may seem to be losing something.
哎，我们损失时间啊，损失我们可以在家里面轻松啊。
We have to sacrifice our time because we could easily relax at home.
啊，尤其大家上班啊，在这个压力很大的公司上班的环境之下，大家晚上啊有的休息，哎，还要来聚会。
Some of us work in a very high in an environment with a lot of pressure, and yet we still come to church after work.
所以大家都要牺牲宝贵的时间呢。
So we have to sacrifice our precious time.
但是大家因为敬畏神。
But because we fear God.
大家没有考虑那么多，哎，我的时间很重要，我的时间怎么样？没有考虑那么多吧。
We do not consider what a loss this precious time is.
啊，也没有考虑到说，哎。你还有很多事情还没做哎。
And we do not consider the many tasks that we are yet to do.
啊，你要没有考虑到说，哎，你家的碗呢还没洗哎。
We do not think about the dishes that are yet to be washed.
哎，没有考虑到说你的衣服啊还没洗哎。
Or the laundry that needs to be cleaned.
哎，没有考虑到说你的车子坏了还没有拿去修理哎。
Or the car that's waiting to be fixed.
所以很多事情啊，你都没有考虑到，就暂时放着，没有考虑到那一些。
So you set these aside and do not take them into consideration.
因为你相信神。
Because you believe in God.
你相信神会帮你处理哈你做不到的事情。
You believe that God will help you do what you are not able to do.
所以我们看亚伯拉罕的例子。
And we can see this in Abraham's example.
好，那这个整章啊，整章就是要告诉我们要先认识神啊。
This chapter teaches us to know God.
我们来看三十三章第五节。
Let's read Isaiah 33 verse 5.
三十三章的第五节。
Chapter 33 verse 5.
说神被尊崇，因他居在高处。
The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high.
我们看到要认识神呢。
We need to know the Lord.
啊，那神呢是住在高处。
The Lord lives, he dwells on high.
啊，那我们住在哪里呢？
Where do we dwell?
我们住在地面上。
We dwell on earth.
我们住在地球上。
We dwell on this planet.
那神住在那个至高之处。
Whereas God dwells on the in the highest place.
啊，这是认识神啊，认识神是住在至高之处了。
We need to know that God dwells in the highest place.
那我们想想，住在至高之处跟我们住在地面上有什么不一样
？What's the difference between dwelling in the highest place and dwelling on earth?
你会不会想说啊，至高之处吓死人了，有惧高症？
Are you afraid of the heights if you dwell in the high places?
你看那个至高跟我们地面不一样啊。
And being in a high place is different from being on the earth.
我们地面上啊是地球在转嘛，所以才有一天两天这样子，一天二十四个小时，因为地球转，还有什么绕着太阳在转啊，地球自己本身也在转。
Because the earth revolves and goes around the sun, that's why we have days and nights.
啊，现在地球转的速度哈，我们就算说它这样子，自己转一圈呢，就是一天嘛，是不是？我讲有没有错？地球自己转一天就是一天了。
When the earth rotates once, it's one day.
啊，难道它绕太阳这样转啊，转一圈的话就是一年？
And it takes one year for the earth to circle the sun one time.
所以我们住的这个地球是在转。
So this is a rotating earth.
那当然我们自己本身不觉得在转。
Even though we may not feel it.
好，那假如哈，我们可以承受的，这样的地球转的比较快啦，假设可以承受得了哈。假定哦，当然一定承受不了。假设地球转的太快的话，那我们会飞出去。
Hypothetically, if we're able to withstand a faster rotation speed,
好，但假设转得越快的话，那我们人的这个一天呢，就变成说比较短了。
The days will be will pass by quicker.
好，那神哈，神是在至高之处。
God is in the highest place.
那你看，假设这个地球是在这里哈，地球 事实上我们就是在宇宙当中我们看似连一粒那个尘沙都不如。
In this entire universe, the earth is smaller, is relatively, is so small that it's like smaller than a dust.
啊，这个大宇宙也是在转，这个大宇宙是也在转。
The universe,
很大最大宇宙，这个我们所看这些所有的星球啊，不管用望远镜还是怎么样啊，就是这个很大宇宙哈也在转。
Other planets and galaxies also rotate.
对，这个都是在转哈。好，那神是在至高之处哈。
God is in the highest place.
我们讲个比较单纯的就好。你有没有看到彗星啊？
Have you seen comets?
啊，几年前我看到彗星啊，彗星那个尾巴哈，拖了1000多公里长。
I once saw a comet many years ago, and the tail.A few thousand kilometers long.
那你看那么长啊，在我们看起来就像很短啊。我们在地面上看短短的，但就事实上是几千公里呀、啊。
But from the Earth, the tail of the comet seems rather short. In reality, it's very long.
啊，它那个行进的速度非常快。
And the comet moves at a very fast speed.
那、当然我们看不到它在动，因为离得太远了。
And we cannot really detect its movement because it's very far from us.
所以神啊，在那个至高之处啊，它是不动的。我们看它在不动啊。
God who dwells in the highest seems immovable.
因为他在那个宇宙的最上方哈的中间，那大家都动，他不会动啊。
He's in the highest place of the universe, so whereas everything else moves about him.
那他看到我们这样在转啊，这转的很快很哇。
And he sees how we are rotating.
所以神看我们人的寿命啊，就好像是一口气一样啊。
To him, our breath is our life is but a breath.
啊，一眨一啊，怎么要转一圈呢？
And with a blink of his eye, we rotate once.
所以啊，神是在至高之处。
God is in the highest place.
所以在时间上来讲啊，他是永恒的。
God is eternal.
那在空间上来讲
，in terms of space，
那他在至高处是看得很清楚啊。
He can see everything clearly from the highest place。
哦，你从在高处看底下，在山上看城底下都是很清楚的。
When you stand on a hill and look on a city below the hill, you can see very clearly。
我们在这里的话，当然是看不清楚啊，因为很多山啊、建筑物阻挡。
But here where we are, we cannot really see everything clearly because of the obstruction of buildings.
但是神哈在至高之处。
But God is in the highest place.
所以他以公平和公义的充满喜安。
He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness.
啊，因为他看得清啊人的心思意念呢。
He sees clearly the thoughts and intentions of men.
那人看不清楚啊。
But we cannot see this clearly.
所以他的作为啊，都是很公平、很公义的。
Therefore, his works are just and righteous.
啊，因为人呢、啊、看不清楚人的心思意念。
We cannot see other human beings' thoughts and intentions.
所以人看人都是外表的。
We can only judge by the surface.
那、这个外表的话，我们要对待这种外表的话，那就不能够达到公平公义啊。
And if we judge others by the surface, then we cannot truly be just and righteous.
所以圣经也是告诉我们啊，说我们要竭力的认识神。
So the Bible teaches us to strive to know God.
那再看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
你们远方的人当听我的所行的，你们近处的人当承认我的大能。
Hear you who are far off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might.
哦，所以神是。雅各的大能者啊
God is the mighty one of Jacob.
啊，你看神怎么帮助雅各度过他在旷野、他在异地寄居的这段期间。
Think about how God led Jacob through the wilderness and through the foreign land.
啊，神使那个不可能的变得可能。
God made the impossible possible.
这个就是神的大能啊。
This demonstrated God's great power.
那认识神越多的话
，The more we know about God.
那我们就会越有信心呢。
The more faith we will have.
啊，假如认识神不足
But if our understanding of God is lacking,
那对自己也会认识不足。
We will also be lacking in understanding ourselves.
我们看神在至高之处。
God is in the highest place.
但人比较起来就很渺小。
And we are tiny.
所以我们承认自己的渺小，承认自己的，承认神的大能。
If we recognize how minute we are and how great God's power is,
我们才能够很全心全意地依靠他。
We will trust Him with all our hearts.
所以这一篇呢，在告诉我们对神要有认识。
Therefore, this chapter teaches us that we must know God.
那我们就自然能够对神有所依靠。
Then we will learn to trust Him.
有信心。
We will have faith in Him.
我们来看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
十六节。他必居高处就是说这些跟神同行的人呢，必居有信心的人，他必居高处。
He will dwell on high. This is referring to those who have faith.
好，再来呢，他的粮必不缺乏。
Bread will be given him.
那他的水呢，水源呢？必不断绝。
His water will be sure.
好，到这必，好，这一定的呢。
This is for sure.
这个就是表示信心呢。
This is faith.
所以你看，有认识神的人。
Those who know God.
那他知道神是谁啊
？Know who God is.
神是住在至高的地方。
That He lives on high.
神是大能者。
That He is a mighty one.
因为神是大能者，所以我们看二十节哈。
Because God is mighty, let's read verse 20.
二十节。这个关键字我就念大声一点。你要看锡安，我们所圣洁的城，你的眼必见耶路撒冷为安静的居所，为不挪移的帐幕，靴子永不一个布永不拔出，绳索一根也不折断。
Look upon Zion, the city of our appointed feasts. Your eyes will see Jerusalem, a quiet home, a tabernacle that will not be taken down.Not one of his stakes will ever be removed, nor will any of his cords be broken.
所以我们认识神，越是认识的话，那信心就越坚强啊。
The more we know God, the stronger our faith will be.
所以我们到现在为止看几个必呢？很多个必叫做一定的，一定会这样子发生的。
So far we have seen many will be's.
好像主就说，你若是相信，就能够看到神的荣耀。
As our Lord Jesus Christ said, if you believe, you will see the glory of God.
那是一定的你必看到神荣耀。
You will see, this is for sure.
那这里也是有信心的话那他一定是居高处。
One who has faith will surely live on, dwell on high.
所以居高处的话，他也能够看得很远，他有属灵的眼睛，因为有信心，所以就叫属灵的眼睛。
And because he dwells on high, he will have spiritual eyesight, and he can see afar.
我们看。那个当犹大还有以色列还有以东这几个国家他们联合起来说要去打敌人啊。
When Judah, Israel, and Edom allied themselves to fight the enemy.
这三个国家起来联合要去打摩押人。
To fight against the Moabites.
然后他们走了好几天路程就绕到绕来绕去结果他们水都用光了。
The armies traveled for many days and circled in around and until they exhausted their water supply.
那么多人要喝水，没水喝啊。
And they had a large number of people and they had no water.
所以他们想说完了，完了，完了哈。
And they thought they were doomed.
还要有一个人说那我们去找先知啊。
But fortunately, someone among them said, "Let's go look for a prophet."
就去找以利沙。
So they went to seek out Elisha.
以利沙就告诉他们哈。
Elisha told them,
你们在那个山谷间尽量挖沟啊。
You should dig holes in the valley.
因为有那个水会充满这些水沟。
Because these holes will be, these pits will be filled with water.
虽然里面不见风，不见雨，你看风有风有云才有水啊，才会下雨啊。
Even though there's no wind, or rain.
现在你。不，没有看到这些迹象，你没有看到这些要下雨的迹象。可是你相信哈，我告诉你，这个水沟一定会有水的。
Even though there's no sign of rain, but I assure you, these holes will be filled with water.
所以以利沙他说用这个属灵的眼睛，哎，看到哎，一定会有水啊。
Through his spiritual eyesight, Elisha was able to see that there will be water.
啊，这个是因为他有信心了。
This was because he had faith.
因为他是在他住在至高之处。
He lived in the high place.
啊，那我们住在地面上呢，看不见呢。
But because we live on earth, we cannot see clearly.
我们眼睛很短视。
We are short-sighted.
啊，我要住在高处，跟神一样住在高处，那我们就看得很清楚。
But if we dwell on high as God does, we will see clearly.
那住在高处啊，我们住在高处还有一个好处啊。
There's another benefit of dwelling on high.
你看，它的保障是磐石的坚垒啊。十六节。
His place of defense will be the fortress of rocks.
啊，住在高处的话，敌人要打要攻打就很难打。
And because if your fortress is on high, the enemy cannot attack you.
你看他的粮啊，必不缺乏。
Bread will be given him.
那水啊，必不断绝。
His water will be sure.
啊，好像很有信心哈。
These are statements of faith.
因为这个一定会发生的。
This will surely happen.
那神呢，他还是永不啊，他是他的国哈，你看不震动，好像不震动啊，你看不挪移哈。不拔出，不折断。
And God's kingdom, God's the stakes will ever will never be removed, and the cords be broken.
所以他的国啊是不震动的。
God's kingdom is not will not shake.
啊，因为他的居所是在高处啊。
Because he dwells on high.
他的国也是在高处。
His kingdom is on high.
所以谁能够去震动他
？No one can shake God's kingdom.
没有人能够震动。所以，只要是能够。对神很认识的话
，If we know God well，
那我们自然呢就有这种信心了。
We will naturally have this faith。
那有这种信心呢，自然就要对神呢很渴望。
With this faith, we will thirst for God。
所以就能够求神，呼求神了。
And we will cry out to Him。
好，我们再来看。二十一节
，Verse 21，
在那里神必威严与我们同在，常啊同在，当作江河宽阔之地啊，其中并没有荡桨摇橹的船来往，也没有威武的船经过。
But there the majestic Lord will be for us, a place of broad rivers and streams, in which no galley with oars will sail, no majestic ships pass by.
你看神啊，必威严与我们同在。
The majestic Lord will be with us.
而且是当作江河宽阔之地。
And a place of broad rivers and streams.
啊，不但有江有河，而且是很宽阔的地方啊。
So not only are there stream rivers and streams, it is a broad place.
我们经常说哈，啊，退一步海阔天空，退一步的话就海阔天空啊。
There's a Chinese saying that
就是说不要斤斤计较。
If you concede, you will be in a broad place.
啊，会计较的话，就表示对神没有信心了，不了解神。
Because you, if you're content with others, that means you don't have faith in God.
那一个人能够信任神的话，他的心地会很宽广。
If a person trusts in God, his heart will be broad.
啊，就是不需要跟别人计较。
He does not contend with others.
哎，为什么计较哈？神是万有之主啊。
He has no need to contend with others because he believes that God is the possessor of all things.
神量我们那个地界啊是很宽广的。
And because of that, our territory is very broad.
够用啊。
It is sufficient.
神说给我们的够用。
When God promises that what He provides will be sufficient.
所以我们争什么？不需要争啊。
Therefore, we have no need to contend.
我还有鱼可以给你，你要争的话，那我再给你，没关系。
We have more than enough. We can even supply others' needs.
因为我永远都是够用的。
Because we are always sufficient.
所以神才说啊，你们要放心，你们放心，因为我已经胜了世界。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, "Take heart, for I have overcome the world."
那什么叫放心
？What does it mean to take heart?
放心的话啊，比如说。爸爸打电话给儿子说：“儿子啊，你钱够不够用啊？要不要再借钱给你啊
？”The father calls up the son and said, "Son, do you have enough money, or do you need me to wire you more money?"
啊，儿子说：“ 够用了，够了。
In the son says,
放心了
I have enough. Don't worry.
儿子回答爸爸说，放心了，够了。
Take heart. I have enough.
所以放心的话，就表示说够用了。
To take heart means that you have enough.
所以我们神所给我们的是够用。
What God gives us is enough.
所以神才叫我们放心了。
That's why God tells us to.
也就是我给你的够了，够用。
That means God is telling us what I give you is enough.
啊，所以我们就是认为不够用的话。
But if we feel that it's insufficient.
那这对神不认识啊。
That means we do not know God enough.
啊，对神的信心还不够啊。
We're lacking in our faith in God.
因为神说够用的。
Because God promises that it will be sufficient.
哎，那我们怎么会觉得不够用呢
？So why do we feel that it is insufficient?
啊，是不是我们乱花啊？
Maybe we squander.
啊，那我们乱花就是啊，误用神的恩典呢、啊。
Maybe we have misused God's grace.
啊，没有一个感恩的心，当然会不够用。
If we're ungrateful, we will be lacking.
所以我们就要真认识神的话哈。
But if we truly know God,
反正就以敬畏神为至宝，以神为至宝。
God will be our treasure.
啊，那我们最后来看约伯记做个结束。
To conclude, let's look at Job.
约伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22。
约伯记二十二章的二十一节。
Job 22:21。
二十一。
Verse 21。
约伯记二十二章的二十一节。
Job chapter 22:21。
你要认识神，就必得平安，福气也要临到你。你看到认识神了、啊，就会得到平安了、
啊。Now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you.
啊，也会得到福气。
You will have peace and goodwill.
那我们只要是在对照刚刚所读的这个三十三章的话
，If we compare this to
以赛亚书三十三章
，Isaiah 33,
那你看认识神的话，那我们就是说对神有信心呢。
If we know God and have faith in Him,
那我们会住在江河宽阔之地。
We'll live in broad streams and rivers.
我们就够用，因为神是大能者。
We will have sufficient, because God is the Almighty One.
啊，那什么样的福气呢？
What kind of goodwill?
我们看二十四节
，verse 24。
要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里，将俄肥的黄金丢在溪河石头之间。二十五节
，25。
那全能者就要必为你的珍宝啊，做你的宝银。二十六节
，26。
你就要以全能者为喜乐，向神扬起脸来。二十七
，27。
你要祷告，他就要听你，你也要还你的愿。二十八节
，28。
你定义要做何事，必然给你成就，亮光也必照耀你的路。啊，你看，不用再读了，读到这里就已经不错了哈，已经很多福气了。
Up to this point, we have already read a lot of blessings.
你看，我们祷告，他一定听呢。
When we call upon him, he will answer.
哦，我们要做什么事情，一定会成就的。
Whatever we desire to do, we will accomplish.
啊，不但是如此哦，亮光也要照耀我们的路啊。
Light will also shine on our ways.
所以我们的路都是很光明的。
So our way is bright.
我们都会看得很清楚啊。
We can see clearly.
我们不会在十字路口上徘徊。
We will not wander at crossroads.
因为亮光啊，要照耀我们的路。
Because the light will shine on our ways.
这个就是福气啊。
This is the blessing of God.
哦，所以你看，我们祷告神听。
When we pray to Him, God will answer.
所以我们要以神为至宝。
So let us consider God as our treasure.
要认识神。
Let us know God.
那我们就会有平安，又有福气。
And we will have peace and goodwill.
好，那我们再继续祷告哈。
Let us continue to pray.
我们真正要对神哈，对神要有认识。
We need to truly know God.
哦，他是听人祷告的神。
That He is a God who hears prayers.
我们越认识他呢，那我们信心越强。
The more we know Him, the stronger our faith will be.
那我们越能够依靠他
，the more we will trust Him.
我们心呢就越平静。
The more our heart will be at peace.
我们住在高处啊，不受环境的影响。
We will dwell on high and not be disturbed by the environment.
那个亮光要照耀我们的路。
And the light will shine on our ways.
所以我们知道要怎么做。
And it will guide us.
好，我们要祷告。
We'll pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。